I am from the National Ethnic Affairs Commission. I would like to answer questions related to the participation of women from ethnic minority groups in politics. In fact, in China, ethnic minority women's rights to participate in politics are fully protected. In each NPC and CPPCC, we see, quote, we have a quota for deputies from ethnic minority groups. Each ethnic group will have deputies or representatives participating at these sessions. Many of these deputies are indeed female. And I have some statistics to share with you. During the 14th NPC, the quota for ethnic minority deputies was set at 360 deputies. But in fact, we had 442 deputies from ethnic minority groups, among whom there are 190 women, accounting for 43.4% of all the ethnic minority deputies. From this, we can see that this is much higher than the figures from the 13th NPC, with an increase of 2.1% percentage point. Ethnic minority women deputies also account for 24.05% of all women deputies nationwide. This percentage is higher than the percentage of the population of ethnic minority women in the total population of women in China. We believe that as we continue these efforts, we will see more ethnic minority women participating in political and public governance. That is my answer to your question. Next, I would like to turn to the question related to access to passport by people from ethnic minority groups. In China, citizens of all ethnic groups can apply for passport from the Public Security Authority in accordance with their own needs. The Exit and Entry Administration of China functions in accordance with the Law on Exit and Entry Administration and the Law on Passport, as well as other relevant laws and regulations, thus protecting the right to leave and enter the country of our citizens. There's no such case of a declining to issue passport on the grounds of ethnic minority. I thank you.